Sales technique is overrated and sales behavior is underrated. I have a story I want to tell you about that. First of all, I believe that most sales coaching programs teach you technique to close the deal, and that's good. My program primarily is set up to teach you to get in front of the opportunities to use that technique. And I also believe that you have your own perfect words, and I can't tell you the right words to say on any given situation. But here's a story about how my behavior created the right technique. I was, at the time, I was promoting 6,000 square feet of office space in a park about 3 miles away from where it was located. I had promised the owner that I would door knock every business within 3 miles to let business owners know about this space and share it, see if they have direct need or if they have, you know, customers looking. So I'm in this park and I come upon this door that says no soliciting. Now, to this day, I don't know about you, but those signs frighten me. I had been 22 years into my sales career at the time, and you know, when I see a no soliciting sign, my spine still straightens up. You know, I'm anticipating that I'm going to walk into the mean-spirited, three-headed ogre to shut me down as soon as I walk in. But I'm out there and I'm deliberating, and I say to myself, no. You know, I promised my owner that I'd door knock every business. I have a 50-50 chance on this one, so I'm going in. I walk in. Who's waiting for me? A tall, attractive, three-headed ogre named Cynthia. Stops me dead in my tracks. She says, didn't you read the sign? And this is what I said, and this is how my technique came out that day. And I had never said these words before, but I said them this day in this way, answering her question politely. I said, yes, I read the sign. And she said, well, why did you come in then? I said, well, unfortunately, it's my job to walk through those signs because the people I need to meet are on the other side of the sign. And then she said to me, well, what do you have? I said, well, I have 6,000 square feet of office space. I have a flyer about the space, and I just want to share it with your owners to see if they had direct need or if they had customers looking right now. And she said to me, matter of fact, we are looking for 6,000 square feet of space, but we're not looking for 6,000 square feet of space in that territory. We're looking for 6,000 square feet of space right around here. I said, well, if you need a good guy to find you space and negotiate it against a landlord in this territory, please keep me in mind. I can act as a tenant broker and won't cost you anything. The landlord actually has to pay my commission once I negotiate against him. So she takes my card. Well, I left there, and I never thought in a million years I'd hear from this company again. She was pretty angry when I walked in the door. But 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from the president of that division, who winds up hiring me as a tenant broker. And I did find them 6,000 square feet of space in the same park that they were located, but they were unaware of. I negotiated, you know, a tremendous build-out allowance and several free months of rent, and they were really happy with me. So when I went back to Cynthia, to see Cynthia, to thank her, she loved me at this point because I gave her what she wants. I said, Cynthia, you know, I am so grateful that I was brave enough to walk through that no soliciting sign on your front door that day. But I have to tell you that the sign, it didn't say no soliciting, Cynthia. And since Cynthia said to me, well, Joe, what did it say? I said, well, what it said was absolutely no soliciting. The moral of the story is this. I didn't rehearse the words that I said to her that day. I believe that the 22 years of prospecting in my lifetime taught my brain the way to figure out the right words to say at the right time. And I can't promise you that if that event occurs again, that I'll say the right words at the right time. But I can promise you I did say those words that day, and it got me the assignment. So I used my words. I didn't have any coaching or technique other than the words that I shared with you today. And I believe that for you, as sales reps, you already have your own perfect words. You just need the opportunity to go out and use them. So moral of the story, again, is make the calls and give yourself a chance to use the right technique, and the right words will come out in your way. Well, the second story I have for you deals with activity, again, behavior. I had lunch with a friend of mine named Scott who works for a Fortune 500 company, software company. And I had sold furniture to Scott from 1995 to the end of 2004 when I left the furniture industry. I was his only option as a vendor while I worked in this territory. He didn't have any other furniture reps. And I stay in touch with him because his birthday falls the day after mine. So for tradition, I take him out to lunch once a year to see how he's doing, let him know how I'm doing. Anyway, I was out to lunch with him last week, and we got talking about how he didn't do business with the company, the dealership that I worked with at the time, and he said he remembered that while I was there, I was his only option for furniture. And he asked me, Joe, how did you meet my company anyway? How did you become so ingrained with doing business with us? I told him that in 1995, which was my second year selling furniture, his company had 58 workstations that they needed to put in their corporate headquarters. They had hired a consultant named Cynthia. I must have a Cynthia thing going with my cold calling stories, but this woman's name was also Cynthia. And she had selected 6 furniture vendors to bid on this project. She had scheduled us all to show up on a Friday. Now, this was in the middle of hurricane season, and I was scheduled for a 10 o'clock appointment that day. Well, the Friday shows up, and there actually was a hurricane scheduled for that day. But again, I'm new to the territory. I had only been selling furniture for a year. I had moved down from Boston, and I'm trying to get ingrained in this market, new to furniture. I sold book printing up in New England, so I wasn't going to miss this appointment. So basically, I put on my best suit, take my golf umbrella out of the closet, and I go out into the elements. Well, while walking across their parking lot, the wind was blowing probably 30 to 40 miles an hour at this point. The hurricane was starting to move in. And a big gust had caught under the front end of my umbrella and blew it up into the shape of a snow cone. So that said, my entire suit got soaked. I show up at the front door, ask for Cynthia, and I wait in the lobby. When she comes to the lobby, she noticed that I'm soaking wet and my umbrella was in the shape of a snow cone, blowing straight up, cylinder shape. And she said to me, Joe, why did you show up? Every other one of your competitors canceled today. You're the only vendor that showed up. And then she looked at me again and she said, you know what? Any rep that would show up in the middle of a hurricane to keep their appointment with me, I want to do business with. So long story short, she wound up firing or canceling the bids for the other competitors, and she allowed me an opportunity to furnish the 58 workstations for their corporate headquarters. And after that point, we had standardized them on furniture, and we had the business, like I said, for 9, almost 10 years until I left the furniture industry in 2004. So the moral of that story is, again, behavior is underrated, but sometimes you just have to show up and you'll get the business. That day, I just showed up and I wound up landing a $1 million account. That might be you one day. So to review this section, the takeaways that you can have for how sales technique is overrated and sales behavior is underrated is, remember, you cannot create a need. Second, when you cold calling, you're only trying to share information with others' circles of influences. You're not trying to do anything other than that. While you're prospecting, don't have any expectations on the call other than showing up. Your mission for the call is to try to walk into timing. And when you get there, be yourself. You know, don't try to put on any facade. Just walk in there being yourself. I usually go in there very humbly and let people approach me. I believe, and you should too, that 1 out of 100 people you meet will have a need for what you have to offer. And then once they do have the need, let them come to you. Let them have the conversation with you. And just listen. You stick by those principles, I guarantee you that your sales behavior will turn your sales technique into a lot more business. I know it's worked for me, and I have to believe you have as good or better technique than I have. I just have figured out a way to show up a lot, and I hope you can too. Well, good selling today, and I'll talk to you on the next CD. Thanks.